This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Regrettably, without any facts, without any science, without any rationale that would be considered reasonable, the former president decided to pull out. He was the only president in the entire world, the only chief of state in the entire world, who, without any scientific evidence, decided to pull out of the Paris Agreement.
Seriously, don't you think John Kerry is up for perhaps the stupidest man in Washington?
Yes. Yes. Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you, and I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire, and we're all going to die soon.
The end is near! We are all going to die!
As I promised yesterday, I promised snacks. I did not bring them in here, but my mother-in-law made homemade chocolate chip cookies for you guys.
We don't want your cookies.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. This is the last hour of the show for the week. And yesterday, we were playing some Charlie Parker bacon cuts. And he mentioned that there was a new hurdle that had to be jumped before we could go back to normal life, which, of course, he doesn't ever want to go back to normal life, nor do all of the Karens in the state of Massachusetts. And the latest thing is, it's not enough to have a mask. It's not enough to have a vaccine or two vaccines. Now you're going to need booster shots.
One of the good things about the booster, if there is a booster, when there is a booster, is it's one.
Well, I thought that's what he's... How many times has he said that? Stop me if you've heard that one before. Everything is always one, right? It's always one. So after the show, I said to Taylor, we have got to just go through and get all of the crap on Charlie Parker and just listen to all of the various excuses that he has proffered to the Commonwealth population over the last 13, 14 months. Every damn other day or so, he's got some new excuse. He's got some new description. He's always talking. He sounds like, again, one of these tent preachers in the old days in the South. You know, but instead of talking about the devil, he's talking about COVID. And he's given COVID human characteristics. COVID is smart. COVID jumps from person to person. COVID never takes a vacation. COVID never takes a week off. COVID knows when you've been hanging out, sipping a distilled spirit after 9:30 at night. And it's just, I am so tired of this. And people are texting me pictures from New Hampshire, you know, masks are recommended but not required, or, you know, welcome Massachusetts residents, all this stuff. And I'm just, I just don't feel like I'm real happy about coming back next week and having to put up with this BS. But so we've got we're going to play, you know, we've got tons of cuts. I asked Taylor, he sent me a cut sheet here. It's a multiple cut sheet. It's like 127 cuts that we've got to play around with here, 127 cuts. And what percentage of that is from the files? I mean, we have a lot more than 127 cuts, don't we, over the last year?
Yeah, I'd say we've got 450, 500 cuts easy.
So these are...
And so, he came to the game late, Howie. He came to the game after he saw Andrew Cuomo doing his daily press briefing. So he jumped on the bandwagon. Maybe I'll get an Emmy too.
Maybe I'll get a $4 million advance. But I mean, I think 400 sound cuts. I think we got enough stuff we could write a book. Of course, again, I don't think anybody wants to pay us for $4 million, let alone $2 million, let alone $4 for any of his crap. But how do you want to do this? Well, let's open up the lines and let people talk about the stuff that he said that irritated them the most. But I thought, you know, we could divide it into categories, Taylor. If you think that would be possible,
categories, you know, or by time, we can start in the beginning and go forward. But if you've got a category in mind.
Okay, well, I was just thinking of, you can think about this, but maybe we can start off chronologically, but I was just thinking about, he seems obsessed with COVID's vacation schedule.
Yes, that was a theme I noticed, too.
Yeah, that, COVID, unlike, say, members of public unions, COVID doesn't take any time off. COVID never calls in sick, either, does it?
Keep in mind that COVID-19 will not take a summer vacation. Other states are seeing surges right now. It's a clear indication about how important it is for people to continue to be vigilant, and we want to avoid anything like that happening here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's cut 20. And then in case you didn't hear it, here's cut 21.
We know that COVID-19 won't be taking any time off this summer. And we need to maintain vigilance if we wish to continue to move forward.
This is almost a year ago. How much forward have we moved in a year, by the way? And Taylor, do we know if COVID-19, is he getting comp days to be used in the future, or is he getting overtime for working, you know, around the clock?
Yeah, I think it's
like
time and a half.
And can the time and a half be used when he files for his pension, or is that, I think they've reformed that in the on the state retirement.
Do you think COVID is unionized?
The way it works, probably not, though. You know,
no, it doesn't seem to have a lot of bargaining power.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Let's see. Got any more? More that immediately?
Cut 26.
We continue to make positive progress on the reopening, but obviously it's going to be critically important for us to understand that COVID does not take a summer vacation.
Cut 29.
We should all remember where we were when we started this reopening program in May. We were seeing positive test rates at that point that were north of 10% on much fewer tests. That's why we can't say enough about how important it is that until we have a vaccine, that everybody continue to play their role. And when we let our guard down, the vaccine virus will make gains. To repeat that again, if we let our guard down, COVID will take advantage of that, and they will not take, the virus will not take the summer off, and neither can we.
And finally,
as we've said, COVID didn't take the summer off, and we don't expect it to take off the fall either.
Is it going to take at least a few days off between Christmas and New Year's? Did he have any comment on that?
I believe he did at some point say we could have the holiday season we all want. Of course, if we follow some certain guidelines, I've got to search around for that cut.
Yeah.
I know I think I highlighted it here.
This is just so bad. Okay, Let's go through the holidays, okay? So it's important that one of the important words that keeps recurring here in all these is the V word, vigilance. And it's important. COVID likes to run up the OT around every holiday, correct? Taylor, I think that's a recurring theme, isn't it?
Yeah.
For instance, Labor Day.
It likes to invite itself to a lot of indoor gatherings with people that they're unfamiliar with.
Yes. When you're with people that you are not intimate with, that's another word. That's a strange word that he keeps using, intimate. But let's talk. What about Labor Day? Can we have one final fling on Labor Day, Governor? Last year, cut 40.
As we head into yet another holiday weekend and our back to school season, it's important that all of the Commonwealth's residents stick to these proven practices. COVID is highly contagious, and it's going to be with us until we have a treatment or a vaccine. Everyone needs to continue to take it seriously and not let down their guard.
How about Halloween? Okay, so Labor Day, we couldn't do it. How about Halloween? 53.
The Department of Public Health has issued tips and guidance for Halloween, and that includes avoiding indoor events. I can't stress this one enough. I mean, every time I talk about this issue, I get emails and text messages from friends of mine that have screenshots of indoor house parties that their kids and they have been invited to. This is a really bad idea. I can't express this enough. Indoor house parties, close contact, shared food, shared beverage, long periods of time with the same people, some of whom you know probably pretty well, but don't know where they've been or who they work with or where they've traveled, without masks or distancing, which in most cases will be the case, are just simply not a good idea.
God. He's like the dean of the lamest college ever.
You know, you remind me, that's my Aunt Doris used to say to me, Howard, if you want these cigarettes, just take some of my Pall Malls. Don't take any from anybody you don't know. Could be reefer. You could get
one of those funny cigarettes.
It's the same pitch, though, isn't it? How does the virus thrive, Charlie? We need to know more about the MO. Cut 67.
This virus, as we all know, thrives in indoor social environments where people let down their guard.
How does it thrive at indoor antisocial gatherings? Do we know that?
No, it's a very social virus. It gets along with all the hoi polloi.
For instance, will it be spread at the JSL Korea trial that's beginning on Monday? Apparently, that trial is going to be actually held. But you know, I don't consider criminal trials, especially social events. I consider them antisocial events. So I guess there won't be a danger there. All right, we got more of this. If you want to talk about Charlie Parker and the endless shutdown, we've got all kinds of stuff. Any kind of cut you want to hear, we may not be able to come up with the exact cut, but we've got very similar cuts. I guarantee it. This is the greatest collection of Charlie Parker.
It's the Charlie Parker jukebox, the COVID jukebox,
the COVID jukebox. That's the best way to put it. 844-500-4242. If you haven't tried Super Beats Hard Chews, you are missing out. I'm holding a bag of them right now. This is a great product. It tastes like candy, but it's good for you. It's wrapped like candy, and you can just put it in your pocket, take it with you when you leave for work in the morning or wherever you're going, and just take one whenever you feel like you need a burst of energy. But unlike candy, it's really good for you. Super Beats Heart Chews are good for your heart health. They're good for your circulation. They're good for your blood pressure, and they make you feel better. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient. It's called grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. I take one in the morning when I wake up before I get going, and then I take one during the show. Whenever I read this spot, I'm going to be taking one right now to get a final burst of energy to be listening to these crazy sound cuts from Charlie Parker. I recommend it highly, and Taylor recommends it highly. Grace loves them. We have lots in the studio down here in Florida and in the studio in Massachusetts. It's a great, great product. Super Beats Soft Chews. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And we have a new Super Beats product that we'll be telling you about next week. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The over-under on the number of Fauci appearances on Sunday talk shows is 2.5. What do you take, the over or under?
It's already moved up, but we're going off the numbers that were on the odds board in Vegas when we went on the air. I'm going to go with the over.
Yeah, 86% are taking the over on that.
All right. 844-500-4242. Governor Baker, is there anything that we can do to make sure that the virus is gone? What can we do? Cut 66.
The simple truth is here, you know, the CDC has said this. Dr. Fauci has said this. Many other folks in the epidemiological community have said this. If people would just wear these things religiously for 30 days, we could kill the virus. Religiously wear them for 30 days.
That was 6 months ago. I guess we didn't wear them religiously. What lap are we on? Let's look at it in a different way. What lap are we on, Governor Bacon? Cut 93.
The fact that we are, in some respects, on the last lap should make doing some of these difficult things that we've been doing for months a little easier to put up with.
That was 5 months ago. It's a very long last lap, isn't it? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie, when Faker there is haranguing us, why can't he say that he already spoke to Karen and she's promised her boss there's no parties? And, you know, Howie, I know you used to be into these T-shirts and stuff. Why can't you make a T-shirts with all these, you know, words that, you know, Faker tells us? Like, this is serious business. Religiously. Last lap. You know?
I know. I don't want to depress people, but on the other hand, this is just so absurd. I mean, this is like something from Saturday Night Live when Saturday Night Live was funny. I mean, he just keeps saying the same stuff over and over again, and we're supposed to keep lapping it up with a spoon.
Next year, we'll probably be able to celebrate those holidays just like we used to. But not this year.
Merle Haggard did a song once in the early 70s, If We Can Make It Through December. Charlie Parker, if he was doing Merle Haggard, he'd be, If We Can Make It Through December, January, February, March, April. Every month it's the same thing. It's getting so bad. This is how bad it's getting. The Boston Globe has a story today. Is Massachusetts undercounting COVID deaths in nursing homes? You know, last week, as Chris Sununu was opening the state of New Hampshire, making plans to open the state of New Hampshire, Charlie Parker was making plans to fudge the numbers of nursing home deaths. They said that they're moving to a new method of counting COVID deaths, and they said, we're going to change it. And then they said, we're going to take off X number of deaths. And then they ended up taking down twice as many deaths. So there were 9,000 nursing home deaths as of April 14th. What is that? That's less than 10 days ago. 9,000 nursing home deaths in Massachusetts. You know how many nursing home deaths there are now? 5,502. It's a miracle. Have the 3,500 people come back from the dead? What happened? 844-500-4242. We don't have time for Brian, do we? We'll take some more calls on the other side. We have lots more. We're gonna talk about the characteristics of COVID, so you can spot COVID if you're walking down an alley and it's dark. You see a virus coming at you. Charlie Parker will tell us over and over and over again how to recognize Mr. C, COVID. I'm Howie Carr.
Mm-hmm.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the that's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Governor Parker, how will I be able to recognize the virus? Will he say hello to me if I run into him on the street?
Our progress to date is encouraging.
Cut 79.
We've also talked about the fact that the virus is always there somewhere. It doesn't discriminate, doesn't take days off. And in many cases, people who carry it and transmit it either have very light symptoms or no symptoms at all, making it truly a secret and silent spread.
A secret and a silent spread. And it doesn't take days off either, believe it or not. How about, Governor, do we have an update on where COVID is right now? I mean, right now, I want its location. You got that GPS. It's pretty clear about that. Where is COVID right
now?
Our
progress to date is encouraging, but it doesn't mean the virus has left town. Until there's a medical breakthrough with a treatment or a vaccine, it's up to all of us to continue to do the things that we know can kill COVID. Face coverings, hand washing, distancing, monitoring for symptoms, and getting tested when appropriate is how we fight COVID-19 and continue to reopen Massachusetts.
Can you imagine? It's only been 11 months since he said those words that the virus hasn't left town. It still hasn't left town, apparently.
It's hanging out in the hair saloons.
You know, we've all known politicians. You know, some politicians are great at glad handing and working a room, and other politicians not so great. You know, it's different from one person to the next. How about viruses? How does COVID work a room? Cut 29.
I mean, what COVID wants more than anything is an opportunity to jump from person to person to person to person. That's how it stays alive. That's how it continues to be an issue and a public health crisis.
It's amazing that he knows what COVID wants, isn't it? That was about 11 months ago, too. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. So, I'm dying to set this up like Howie Carr talking to a sound cut. So, hey, Charlie Parker, is there a lot at stake here?
Oh, I believe we
There's
have
There's a lot at stake
they
here.
Weren't ready. Can we try that again? Nah.
Yeah. Brian, take two, Brian. Take two.
Sorry.
Hey. Mr. Charlie Parker, Governor Parker, is there a lot at stake here?
There's a lot at stake here.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie Parker.
Thanks. Thanks, Brian. 844-500-4242. How should we play Governor Parker to defeat the virus? How would you suggest that we play? This is almost a year. This is about 11 months ago.
The progress that we've made has only been made possible by everyone's willingness to do their part, to practice social distancing, wear face coverings, wash their hands, and play with purpose on this one.
Play with purpose. He's a basketball player, you know. Move without the ball. Okay. When always after a basket, run back down to the other end of the court. When one of your teammates shoots, break for the offensive boards to get the rebound. In other words, play with purpose. How long?
Unless it's hockey.
Excuse me?
Unless that play is hockey.
That's right. Hockey sucks. Right up until the moment UMass Amherst wins the Frozen Four, in which case the front runner jumps on the bandwagon yet again. All right. When will COVID end? Cut 23.
We've made progress, but we're far from being out of the woods, and COVID-19 will be with us until there's a vaccine or some medical breakthroughs with respect to treatments.
And also with you.
Dominus vobiscum. And now we find out, though, it's not the vaccine is not enough. We have to have the booster shots. But that's okay, because we're only going to need one booster shot until you've gotten your booster shot, and then you'll need another booster shot. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Charlie Baker's quest to find the COVID is almost like the principal's quest in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You know he's out there, you just can't find him.
Charlie Parker to find the COVID virus. He will leave no stone unturned except for the one that the COVID virus is hiding under, because he loves this so much. Now, I thought that we needed 15 days to flatten the curve. Have we flattened the curve yet? Again, this is from May of 2020. We're asking the question. Have we flattened the curve yet? Governor Bacon, cut 8.
Collectively, we have flattened the curve and avoided the spike in cases that would have broken our healthcare system. But if we don't keep up the fight and don't do the things that we all know we have to do and know we can do, we run the risk of creating a second spike in the fall.
We won the whisk. Thank you, Governor Elmer Fudd. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, you took it right. You stole my thunder. I was going to say, I thought it was like a couple of weeks to flatten the curve. All of a sudden, we're into over a year, and this guy is still the head of the CDC of Massachusetts. This guy's a goof. He's a goon. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? What is this guy talking about?
I would love to be able to open everything up tomorrow. That would be an incredibly irresponsible thing to do.
So it's not irresponsible to keep the entire state shut down forever.
Call
That's
me.
Irresponsible.
Correct. Irresponsible. Call me.
Governor Parker, does the COVID virus care about boundaries? Cut 34.
The virus doesn't care about boundaries, and it certainly takes every opening any of us give it.
It's like basketball again. You get open, you're going to get the ball. Put it up. It's going to take
much as we all might not like some of these changes in the way things work. And I'd certainly put myself on that list. I'm a basketball player. I always was. I have a hard time understanding when we're going to be able to play basketball again. Because it's a very physical sport with a lot of close contact between and among the participants.
You know, Governor, I have a problem with this. I just plain don't respect the virus. I know it works around the clock and it's sneaky and it jumps from person to person, but I just don't respect the virus. Cut number 9.
And my advice to everybody over the weekend, I would be the same advice I would give to my friends, I would give to my kids, I would give to my neighbors, which is respect the virus and understand that distancing and face coverings, if you can't stay distant, are your two greatest allies in preventing the spread.
The birds of Joe Biden followed him in that cut.
Now we're about to see, as the weather gets warmer, we're going to hear the exact same words as last year here.
I mean, people have worked really hard and given up a tremendous amount over the course of the past 8 or 10 weeks to bend the trend on this, and we succeeded. And it's because of the work that everybody did that we're now here in a position where the mayor can serve on a reopening advisory board that's chaired by the lieutenant governor, and we can start talking about a gradual, careful, data-driven, phased reopening. Don't let a few nice days step on that.
For the record, that was May 25th, 2020, that we have bend the trend and we've succeeded. Almost exactly 11 months ago, we bend the trend. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, see that we're on the storyline here of Parker Bacon. What about that story he was trying to sidestep us on as far as the fisherman story? I have my tissue here, and also when it was hit, his hair was on fire.
We do have we don't have the fisherman story, but we do have his. You know, he's. It's not like he hasn't suffered. John is absolutely. Oh, we do have the fisherman story. I'd rather
and then
have
he
the.
He said, "See those two kids up there?" And he pointed to these two boys on the boat. And he said, "Those are my sons." And he said, "They were both spectacular football players at New Bedford High School, who were given college scholarships to go play football." And I told him, "No." I said, "You're going to be fishermen." I was a fisherman. My brothers were fishermen. My father was a fisherman. You're going to be fishermen. And I ruined their lives.
Tito passed the tissue.
Hey, yeah, but, you know, again, John, let's remember he has suffered physical injuries during this entire time. Cut number 112.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
I always get irritated when my hair catches on fire. You know, it's bad enough that you get it burnt, but the smell is on top of everything else. It's horrible. Horrible. Thanks for the call, John. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Yeah, I'm finding listening to all these cuts of Charlie Baker. He's got all the vim and vigor of watching paint fade.
Yeah, I know. He's really an alpha male, isn't he? I remember when he first ran for governor. I asked a guy who knew him pretty well from years at the State House, and I says, "What do you think of Charlie Baker?" And then those days, Charlie Baker running for governor. He said, "No." He said, "Charlie Parker is the chief of staff for the guy who's actually running for governor." That is so true. It's still true to this very day. I mean, he acts like the chief of staff. He doesn't act like a dynamic leader. He acts like somebody who's, you know, passing out the position papers and, calling the reporters off the record to leak them something. 844-500-4242. You know, I hope that this tradition that he began last Thanksgiving will continue throughout the future, and that is making sure that people don't buy too large a turkey on Thanksgiving. Cut 9.
Most people, we believe, based on all the data we saw, did what we would describe as the probably unhappy but public health appropriate thing over the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, automobile traffic was down. Bus and train traffic was down. Airline traffic was down. We even checked out, you know, what size turkeys people were buying, and it turned out that the big ones were still around on Thanksgiving Day, and all the smaller ones have been sold. I mean, people, for the most part, appear to have done the right things. And yet, 7 days after Thanksgiving, we saw a significant doubling of sort of our daily case count.
You know, maybe, Charlie, you should have discussed with the folks about whether maybe that was an evidence that the lockdowns weren't working. You proudly, by your own admission, crashed the economy, and it didn't work. You even had people checking out the supermarkets to see that people weren't buying big butterballs or oven stuffers. Ugh. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio.
He's Howie Carr.
I love it when he brags about how well he's doing. Now, remember, until they started fudging the nursing home numbers, we had the highest nursing home death rate in the country. Of course, New York was fudging their numbers, too, so who the hell really knows? But the numbers that haven't been screwed around with as much, we're number three in total deaths. Despite having the most draconian lockdown probably now in the United States, we're number three in total deaths per 100,000. But Charlie Parker gives himself a pat on the back. This is how many months ago? This is 7 months ago, September, cut 47.
I said in my remarks earlier that there's a certain amount of vigilance and repetition that is required to make our efforts to deal with COVID-19 ultimately successful. And while they may seem annoying at times and pedantic, they're effective.
We're number three. We're number three in deaths. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. We got to find out. We got to find out what travel agent COVID is using, because it seems to be Charlie Parker knows.
He knows no boundaries.
Well, I think Charlie Parker's got a copy of his itinerary, so he knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah. And he knows where he's going to be. If you're in a bar after 9:30, or you were in a bar after 9:30, COVID would be there, and he would be attacking you. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call there, Chris. You got any you want to play here, Taylor? You got any that you particularly like?
Oh, I highlighted like 15 for each page, but I do like him on the holiday parties, and. Cut 101 is a personal favorite of mine.
We repeatedly begged people to stay home for the holidays this year and discourage celebrations with loved ones outside their household. I saw several really impressive versions of Charlie Baker as Scrooge on social media.
Self-pity is not good box office. Cut 102.
I've sort of given up trying to figure out what the basic sense of the reaction to a lot of this stuff will be. We talk to a lot of people both before and after these decisions get made. We get a lot of mixed point of view and opinion.
I think we all know what it's going to be. And I think he's not raising any more money. He's very concerned that the Republican State Committee may increase the number of percentage of votes you have to get on the ballot. It's 15% right now. He likes that. That's how unpopular he is among rank-and-file Republicans, not to mention most other people in the state. All right, have a good weekend, everybody, and watch out for COVID. It's silent and it's deadly, and it jumps from person to person. I'm Howie Carr.